From the field to the track to the court, here's WBTM Sports.
The Averett softball team picked up a win over a ranked team yesterday. The Cougars beat number 16 Christopher Newport in game one of a doubleheader yesterday, 9-4. Kennedy Kirby drove in two runs in the win. Averett lost the second game of the doubleheader, 8-6. The Cougars are now 13-7 overall on the season. The Ann Arbor baseball team fell in a close game to Appomattox last night, 5-4. The Wildcats have now lost two games in a row and are 2-4 overall and 0-2 in district play to start the season. Two schools on Tobacco Road are now looking for new head coaches. Will Wade is leaving NC State after just one season to return to LSU as the head coach. Wade was previously the head coach at LSU from 2017 to 2022 and was fired for recruiting violations. Wade went 20-14 in his lone season at NC State. The news comes after UNC fired Hubert Davis earlier this week. In Sweet 16 action last night, Purdue beat Texas on a last-second tip-in, 79-77. Purdue will play Arizona in the Elite Eight on Saturday after the Wildcats rolled past Arkansas last night, 109-88. 9-seed Iowa upset 4-seed Nebraska, 77-71. The Hawkeyes will take on 3-seed Illinois in the Elite Eight on Saturday after they beat Houston last night, 65-55. In Sweet 16 action tonight, 1-seed Duke will take on 5-seed St. John's at 7:10 p.m. on CBS. 1-seed Michigan will play 4-seed Alabama at 7:35 p.m. on TBS. Then in the late night action, 2-seed UConn and 3-seed Michigan State will square off at 9:45 on CBS. And at 10:10 p.m., 2-seed Iowa State and 6-seed Tennessee will tip things off. With sports, I'm Ryan Stone.